Hello and welcome to this week's Naked Scientist News Flash with me, Chris Smith.
With me, Diana O'Carroll.
And with me, Dave Ansell.
Now, first up this week, scientists have discovered how they can use a new technique to make very large numbers of stem cells. Now, a big problem with making stem cells outside the body is that when you try and grow them, for instance, in a dish and using things like growth factors to make them grow, the stem cells lose their stem cell-ness. They lose their ability to turn into lots of other kinds of cells and they try and become very specialist kinds of cells, and that limits their use. But what scientists this week have announced in the journal Nature Medicine, and this is Colleen Delaney, who's at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center over in Seattle in America, they have found a way to grow very large numbers of cells called CD34 cells, and these are stem cells that you can collect from the umbilical cords of newborn babies. And these cells can be used to do bone marrow transplants. The problem is that the number of them that you get from a newborn baby is so low, it's only about 10% of the number you would need to treat an adult. So how do we get enough cells? Well, what they've done is to find that if they use a chemical called NOTCH1, and this is a signalling protein which seems to make stem cells grow in the bone marrow in the body anyway, if you incubate these stem cells with this NOTCH1 signal, then you can increase their numbers. In fact, they were able to grow 164 times as many cells as you would have normally in the dish doing this. And they demonstrated that these cells do remain as stem cells. They could put them into mice that didn't have an immune system, and they would get a new immune system using this technique. They've also been able to do this in patients who have got leukemias and are undergoing bone marrow transplants for their leukemia. So they took 10 patients who had a very severe leukemia and needed a bone marrow transplant, and in those patients they took umbilical cord blood stem cells, grew them up using this technique, and managed to get those patients to engraft. In other words, you put the stem cells into the patient, they go to the diseased bone marrow, replace the marrow that was there and was diseased before, and give the patient a new bone marrow. And the exciting finding was that in the patients they treated with this technique, then their bone marrow came back to life. In other words, started to make new blood cells 10 days sooner than using traditional techniques. So it looks like you get a much better survival advantage, because the sooner that persons get their cells back, the sooner their immune system starts to work again, and the more likely they are to have a good outcome. So a very encouraging piece of work.
Well, it's a fantastic discovery, and it's even better because it's going to be tailor-made to the patient as well.